And that is a humbling experience for us to understand that we so much need God's creation. And it is for that reason that at home I have actually been waging a lone campaign to try to convince the religious that we need to be in the forefront as Christians or as people of faith, that we need to be in the forefront for the protection of the environment, the protection of God's creation. We should not be the ones who are in the background, because we understand that God created every one of these species for whatever the reason was. We should be in the forefront protecting their rights to be. Whether we know what they are doing here on this planet or not, whether they look beautiful or not, because he who created them knows why he created them. So I've been asking, I've actually been saying, I wish I was a bishop, because you know, if I was a bishop, I would make a declaration and everybody would say what the bishop have said. So I've been asking the bishops to please see if we cannot use, take for example Easter. Easter is a wonderful time. It's a time of regeneration. It's a time of bringing new life to us. And it would be wonderful if we were using that time, at least in our part of the world, because that's the time when the long rains come, the long monsoon rains come to East Africa in spring, in your spring. And so I say, if we were planting trees in April, most of them would survive because the rains are here. And this would also be a time to show gratitude for the cross. Because some people forget, because many of the crosses you see in the church, they are made of metal. But the cross on which Christ was crucified was actually a tree. Somebody went into the forest and cut a tree and brought the tree and chopped it up, and they crucified on that. They crucified him on that. So if we are really going to show our gratitude for the salvation or for the sacrifice that the Christ made, why can't we say thank you by planting trees? At least one tree to replace the one they cut. Which reminds me that recently I was in Japan and I was sharing this message with the Japanese, and I learned that every one of us needs 10 trees to take care of the carbon dioxide we breathe out. So I hope, I saw a lot of trees. Here in Boston, you have a lot of trees. So I guess every one of you can identify 10 trees that take care of the carbon dioxide they are constantly breathing out. If you don't have 10 trees that you can count as your friends, you're actually using other people's trees to take care of your carbon dioxide. So we each need to identify at least 10 trees and say, you are my friends, I'll be taking care of you, and you take care of my carbon dioxide, and thank you for giving me oxygen so that I can thrive. These are some of the simple things that all of us can do. And the other thing that I know is very common here in America is the whole concept of reusing, reducing, recycling. We were talking a little earlier about in hotels now, when you go into a hotel, they tell you if you don't want the sheets to be changed, say it. It's a way of helping to reduce the amount of detergents that we are throwing into our streams or into our environment. And I know that in this country especially, there is a lot of enthusiasm for the hybrid car that is helping us to reduce the amount of fossil fuel that we are burning. And I want to therefore encourage you to go and see the film that the Vice President Al Gore has produced, where he's telling us about global warming, and he's giving us suggestions and giving us very convincing data on what is happening to our world. And I know that he mentions, for example, the mountains in East Africa, and he shows how much ice and snow was on Mount Kilimanjaro about 100 years ago, completely covered. And now we have patches on the mountain to show that some of these effects are probably what we do to ourselves in the region, but some of it may very well be due to global warming. Now, I want to close, and I want to close by telling you a small story that I like to tell, because sometimes I can go on and share with you all these problems. And sometimes we get very overwhelmed by the problems, and we say, now, so what can I do? And the truth of the matter is, nobody is being asked to do too much. We only need to do the little things that are within our power. And I want to share with you the story of a hummingbird. You probably have heard me say this story before, but if you have, bear with me, it'll be very short. But it is the story of a forest that caught fire. A huge fire is burning in the forest. It's raging. And all the animals come out, and they start by the edge of the forest. And they are overwhelmed by the fire. They feel very discouraged, very disempowered. They feel there is nothing they can do because the fire is so huge. So they sit at the edge, or they stand at the edge, being overwhelmed by the fire and doing nothing about it, except this little hummingbird. The hummingbird says, I'm going to do something about this fire. And so it flies to the nearest stream, brings a drop of water and pours it on the raging fire. Runs back, brings another drop of water, pours it on the raging fire. And it starts to fly as fast as it can, every time bringing a drop of water and putting it on the fire. And all these other animals, they watch the hummingbird, they discourage the hummingbird. They tell the hummingbird, hummingbird, there is nothing you can do. This fire is too big. We are overwhelmed by it. That drop of water you are putting, what difference will it make? You might as well come and join us and be overwhelmed like the rest of us. But the hummingbird would not listen. The hummingbird remained focused, doing what it knew best. And tired of being discouraged by these other animals, which is asking, whom do you think you are? What do you think you are doing? And the hummingbird, it said, I'm doing the best I can. And that's what I would like to leave you with. Whatever you are, whether on the campus, in your community, when you go back home, when you visit other places, when you go to your houses and you deal with the need for reusing, recycling the water, what? Don't be discouraged. Don't be overwhelmed. Be a hummingbird and do the best you can. Thank you very much.